Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. The White House says the United States is not looking for a war with Iran, but will do what's needed to protect troops. A drone strike killed three American soldiers and wounded dozens of others in Jordan over the weekend. The incident is the first time American service members in the Middle East have been killed since the October 7 Hamas attack ignited the war in Gaza. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is planning how it will respond.
We will respond decisively to any aggression. And we will hold responsible the people who attacked our troops. We'll do so at a time and a place of our choosing. At the same time, we remain focused on our core objectives in the region, both in terms of the conflict in Gaza and broader efforts to build truly durable peace and security.
The number of international student visa applications approved in Australia are set to drop by up to 90,000 as the number of rejected applications increase. While more than 570,000 visas were approved last financial year, almost 20% of all applicants were rejected. The government says it's focusing on genuine claims and a higher quality of applicant, while also trying to drive down net migration. Former Immigration Department Deputy Secretary Abu Rizvi says it's the case that visa refusal numbers are higher, but it's important to note there are more applicants compared to previous years.
We're refusing massive numbers of students in order to manage net migration down, and we're using very subjective criteria to refuse those visas. That is usually a reflection of poor visa design. And that's what the government's got to start to address. It has started to take steps in the last six months of 2023, but I suspect there is more to be done.
The federal government announced plans late last year to cut net migration through stricter conditions on student visas and a bigger focus on skilled migration. The number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people dying in police custody has doubled since 2007. Data released by the Productivity Commission shows the overall rate of deaths in police custody for both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people is at its highest in a decade. Indigenous Australians made up one quarter of the deaths between 2022 and 2023, despite representing only 3% of the national population. The federal government has announced it's partnering with South Australia to build 40 culturally appropriate homes in Adelaide for Aboriginal elders. The village is set to be constructed at Wariparinga, a culturally significant site for the traditional owners, the Kaurna people. The $12.17 million project will receive funding from the South Australian Government, the Federal Government, and the Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation, which is also donating the 1.5-hectare site. Senior Kaurna woman Mitzi Nam says the housing crisis disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Our elders are our priority. They're the ones that we take care of, and it's nice to see that they'll be taken care of in the mainstream as well. And given culturally appropriate, comfortable place to live without having to have, you know, three other generations living with them. And as I said, I'd like, you know, to be a start of the bigger picture.
A vet and her neighbours are being praised for saving the life of a woman bitten by a shark in Elizabeth Bay in Sydney Harbour. Paramedics were called after the woman in her 20s was bitten by a suspected bull shark on her right leg. She dragged herself out of the water but suffered major blood loss and was taken to St Vincent's Hospital in a critical condition. Local resident Georgia told Channel 7 she was one of the first people on the scene.
My wife's a vet and she basically bandaged it up. And the bone's broken and it's pretty hectic, actually. But she seems to be okay. She's been in a lot of shock. Kept her warm, and my wife basically bandaged her up to stop the bleeding. Because if she'd got bitten out there, she wouldn't have survived.
In football, Jordan and Qatar are through to the Asian Cup quarterfinals. Goalkeeper Rami Hamadeh says despite the team's exit from the competition, the players can be proud they made history by reaching the knockout rounds of the Asian Cup for the first time. Speaking after the game, he called for an end to the conflict in Gaza. Malaysian-born Qatari resident Noliani Ashak was among almost 65,000 fans in the stadium watching the game. She says it was a thrilling match.
We know about the Palestinian people cannot come here for celebrate their to support the team. So we help them to give a support, give a spirit to win the game.
I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.